he gets rid of it quickly. Catch, Julian Edelman, off to the races, Julian Edelman, goodbye Edelman, touchdown New England.
From the two, first and goal. Running it for the touchdown. Sony Michel. The dynasty continues.
Hello and welcome back to the Patriots Podcast UK. I'm Dave. I'm joined tonight once again by Josh. How are you, Josh?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yeah, it's things are starting to sort of pick up again, aren't they? Seems the prospect of football actually happening is more likely now.
Yeah, slowly but surely we're getting there, aren't we?
Yeah, definitely. So, it won't be long until we're watching NFL again on a Sunday and red zones on and all that. But, you know, it feels like a long way away at the moment, doesn't it?
Well, soon be here. It's scary, actually, how fast it goes.
Yeah, definitely. Well, tonight we are going to look at the quarterback situation. I mean, it's not exactly the most glamorous quarterback battle that's ever happened in the league, but it is quite an important one for the Patriots. And, I mean, one that if it works out right, that could sort of shape the future of the franchise, couldn't it? But we're each going to take one side. I'm taking Hoyer, you're taking Sidham, and then we'll chat about the other options or option. And then sort of come to a decision, and then we'll go from there. But I mean, do you want to go first? You're going to make the case for Jarrett Stidham.
Well, go ahead. I'll start first then. So part of me really thinks that the Patriots really haven't got another option. I know, obviously, it's quite... we're having an argument about two quarterbacks. But for me, Stidham is the option that they need to go with. I think the Hoyer re-signing is a bit of a Belichick masterclass in the way that he's brought somebody back in to New England who's been there before. He can be probably more of a teacher for Stidham, who's obviously inexperienced, not really had any starts at New England, just some pre-season numbers. And I really think that going with Hoyer could probably kill Stidham's confidence and maybe the confidence of his teammates around him. I mean, if the coaches aren't keen and starting him from week one, then what are the other players going to think about that as well?
Yeah, that is actually a really good argument. I hadn't really thought about that one for Stidham. But yeah, definitely sort of shows confidence in him, doesn't it, a bit? A bit like the Jags said with Nick Foles last year, didn't they? They said that they were giving that big deal sort of to get the confidence in him, and Patriots don't have to do that, but it is an important thing, isn't it, to show that the coaches believe that he is the man.
Yeah, and obviously we know they've all gone through a draft without signing a quarterback. I mean, it was going to be difficult to get one of the top names as we discussed on the last podcast, but I think he's got to be mentally strong and he's got to look at handling some scrutiny. But I think if they chucked Hoyer straight in there, I think that'd be a bit of a negative approach by New England.
Yeah, I do think sort of Hoyer is definitely the safe bet, isn't he? But yeah, not necessarily the most upside with that, is there? There's it's sort of definitely stifling Stidham a bit if you go with Hoyer.
Yeah, and I think did New England just drag Hoyer back in before the Colts stuck some pennies under his nose as a bit of a safety net?
Yeah, it wouldn't be a surprise, would it? I mean, it's not that big of a surprise if Hoyer isn't even on the roster in a few months' time, really, if they do go with the other option. Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough one, really, isn't it? I like Stidham and what's in for him, but it's a tough call for them to make.
It is definitely a tough call. And like we've already mentioned, they could have easily taken Dalton. They could have even maybe gone for Mariota. They've avoided all of these quarterbacks that have been lingering around and taken Hoyer back for a year and got obviously the rookie in Stidham. So it is tough. Hoyer's been there before. Has Stidham got the upper hand being there last season with a few of the new faces that he's going to be throwing at? You've got obviously Edelman, who's been around for a while, Sanu, and there's Nikhil Harry as well, who was there last year. Does he have a little bit of an upper hand, I guess? Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And quite often you see these sort of young players come in at the same time and sort of build a rapport, don't you? So maybe Harry and Stidham can sort of, it can help both of them if he does get in. So you got any more points for Stidham, or shall I go for Hoyer? Well,
no, I'll let you go for Hoyer, and then I might have a few more points.
Okay. So I think it's a pretty easy case to make for Hoyer, really. I mean, experience is the obvious one, both in the league and with the Patriots. And I know he didn't start tons of games for the Patriots or anything like that. So it's not like he's got lots of experience, but in the system, he's been there for, God, I should have actually written this down, but a lot of years really has built up, hasn't it, over the time as a backup to Brady. And
in 2009, I think Davey was starting, yeah.
Yeah, it's and I think in the situation we're in with coronavirus and all that, it's gonna be a bit of a weird off season anyway. Said at the start that it looks a lot more likely that we are gonna get football and sort of probably on time right now, but training camps could still be a bit sort of funny and different to usual, and that's not the situation you necessarily want to throw a young quarterback into. And I think maybe you can just go with Hoyer. Even if your plan is to eventually move to Stidham, sort of maybe after the bye, I think the bye is week 6, maybe after the bye, I feel like that bye sort of comes at quite a handy time if the Patriots do want to sort of start with Hoyer and then move to Stidham. But I think just, yeah, the whole sort of thing, you could be throwing Stidham to the wolves if you go with him straight away. I mean, the situation, I was a bit worried about it if Brady had stayed. So with Jarrett Stidham in there, it doesn't exactly fill me with joy. We saw last year that Brady had a problem having anyone to really catch the ball. And I mean, it hasn't really improved this year. I know we've sort of addressed tight end a little bit, and I'm sure that there will be some moves made, but I'm not sure Marquise Lee is the sort of big step up that the Patriots need sort of to really make that passing game great. So yeah, I don't know whether you throw Stidham in and you're, even if you, like, I'm not sure if he is good or not, who knows, but if he is, could you be sort of killing him by throwing him into a pretty bad situation, as we've seen happen with other quarterbacks over the years at other teams where they've gone into a bad situation and just sort of lost all confidence and sort of killed the rest of their career, really?
And I think to back that up, really, like what I mentioned about his confidence, you've got to look at the teams that Patriots are playing early on. They've got to get to Seattle in week 2, and I think Kansas week 4.
Yeah.
I mean, even with Tom Brady at quarterback, they're two places that you don't want to be going that early and getting defeats.
Yeah.
So, and like you say, Miami, they've upskilled a little bit. And then the Raiders, obviously, in their new home in Vegas is going to be a tough task as well. So if you put Stidham in there and then you find yourself, I don't know, 2-2, 1-3, are people going to start scratching their heads and say, well, we should have started Hoyer? And you don't want that to be the question after 4 weeks.
Yeah. Well, I feel like if you start Hoyer, even if you end up going 1-4, 2-3 over them first 5 weeks up to the bye, which is very possible, whoever the quarterback is, as you said, we've got a tough start there and the Broncos are going to be no slouches this year.
No, definitely.
Then you get to the bye week and change the system. It takes the pressure off him. Even if, I mean, after the bye, it's 49ers and Bills. I mean, they're two pretty tough defenses. It couldn't get much tougher than that. But there'll be no expectation on him, where if you start the season with him, I think everyone's going to be pretty sort of hyped for that. There'll be a lot of talk about him in the build-up, I'd have thought. Where if you sort of start with Hoyer, it sort of takes some of that pressure off him and maybe allows him to grow a bit easier.
I just wouldn't like to think that Hoyer, maybe, obviously he's got the experience and he's been around a long time. Probably the wrong wording, but say a little bit more relaxed about it.
Yeah.
And that could probably have a negative impact on the team going in, like you say, not under pressure, but maybe we do need that pressure to make the performances happen.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it could. Yeah, it could be by throwing Hoyer in, you could almost be sort of like a bit defeatist, I guess, and sort of giving up before the season's even started.
Yeah, like Hoyer starts at quarterback. You go to Seattle. You've already got defeat in your mind. They do suffer a defeat, and then okay, Hoyer was quarterback. But if it's Stidham, a bit more positivity, he gets a result. Then everyone's like looking at the opposite side of the board.
Yeah, and maybe going into Seattle with everyone expecting a loss, probably sort of say it's a long way away at the moment. What, September, so 4 months, pretty much bang on. You could go in there with no pressure because no one's expecting anything, and that could be the making of him if he can sort of come out of there with a big, big performance. Even if they don't win, if he come out of it positively, then yeah, maybe that could be a big thing just because there is no pressure that way.
Yeah, and I think that's probably key as well, not getting turned over in games. If you get a win against Miami week one, then get to Seattle and put up a good fight, that just changes everyone's perspective on you. And then, like we say, we've got Raiders, Chiefs and Broncos into that bye. If you can get out of that 3-2, 2-3, your season's not over at week six bye. Definitely far from it. We've seen that in previous years. But like you say, coming out of that bye, you've got a tough run in, so you're going to want to be in a much better position than 1-4, obviously 0-5.
Yeah, it's a real dilemma, and I guess we'll probably see what Belichick thinks of the roster when you see who the decision is, because, I mean, I say he could protect Stidham a bit, I think, if he doesn't think the roster's up to it, but that doesn't feel like Belichick, does it, that he would ever sort of admit defeat?
Who can predict what Belichick's going to do?
Yeah. I say, have you got any more points for Stidham, or should we move on to the
other person? Fair, I think we've covered it. Just a few reports of some of the previous scouts and things that have actually mentioned in the last week or so, with this talk around Stidham and Hoyer, who's going to start, that they actually predicted Stidham to be a better prospect than Jordan Love, I've seen in a couple of the reports. And again, you'd like to think that fills people with confidence, and even the coaches at New England, if people are coming out and saying that, then I know his final year in college really killed him off.
Yeah. But, so heading into that year, he was seen as a potential first rounder, and then he had a bit of a disaster final year, but I don't think that was all his own fault. But it's so hard because there's such a balance between giving him the best chance to succeed and not sort of killing him off before he's ready. Yeah. it's a tough one. And I mean, one thing that could solve that is potentially one other option. We did discuss it briefly before we started, but there's only really one other option we see, isn't there? And he's sitting out there, and that's Cam Newton. I mean, would you sign Newton? If you're in charge now, are you going to go out and get Newton, or are you just sticking with Stidham?
If it's me, I am, definitely. I definitely said it numerous times in our first podcast that it's always been a quarterback that I've liked. I like most quarterbacks that run. And I don't know whether that's because I've not had the joy of that at New England with Brady and his goal line punches over the line for a touchdown, probably the maximum we're going to get. But Cam, yeah, he runs. And that's just something that I like. I'd be going out there for it. It would answer the question for both of our arguments that we've just said, because I think Cam automatically gets the start. And then Hoyer doesn't make the roster. That's how it sits with me.
Yeah, and I mean, I was making a case for Hoyer, but I think anyone who listened last time knows that I'd rather go with Stidham over Hoyer. But yeah, that would be my plan as well, because yeah, I think Cam Newton is a rare talent, isn't he? And obviously there's question marks, but you're going to get him for basically nothing.
And like we've mentioned before, I know I mentioned the words, he's not really a Belichick-type player, comparing him to Antonio Brown's style of personality. But things like that obviously have to go out the window nowadays, and it's all about winning.
Yeah, it is. And I do think sometimes the Cam is a little bit overblown, because I just think he is a competitor, and some of these other off-the-field stuff, I don't think it's that big of a deal, really. Like, personally, I don't think it is. It's not... I don't think it's a distraction to his play on the field or anything. And I think when he's on the field, he is all about that game. And I think Belichick will like that side of him. I think he is a winner and somebody who wants to win sort of every game. And I mean, to me, that fits exactly with Belichick, doesn't it? That is everything Belichick is about.
And to me, he's proven as well. I mean, what did he go with when they got to the Super Bowl? Was it 15-1?
Yeah, it was.
That's not an easy feat in the NFL nowadays. That's a big success. And I know it was a couple of years ago when he's had his injuries and not had many games in the last year or so. But he's definitely somebody that I think could change things in New England.
Yeah, and it's not often you get a former MVP in, what is he, 31, isn't he? Something like that, but his early 30s, I'm sure he is.
Yeah,
a former MVP that's still sort of, most quarterbacks would still be in their prime. Those players don't come available often, and don't come available often at this price.
That's it. That and I think that's something else that sways it. Obviously, we mentioned about Patriots and the money side of things. He is cheap.
Yeah, I mean, even if you gave him a 1-year deal and to prove it, or maybe a 2 or 3 year deal. Maybe with a sort of an out for either side. I just don't think there's any real risk to it because, I mean, I like Stidham's potential, but I don't think either of us would sit here and say we'd feel overly confident that we're going to be winning that many games with Stidham starting at quarterback, where you bring in Newton and all of a sudden that sort of upside just skyrockets, doesn't it?
And that just goes from what we've just been discussing, that he's proven, whereas Stidham's a rookie, so we have no idea what's going to come. Whereas with Cam, you'd like to think you can understand what's coming from previous seasons that we've seen of him.
Yeah. And I mean, to me, the only reason not to go for Cam would be if you really do believe that Stidham is that quarterback of the future. Because if he is, then go with him. But if he's not, or if you have even like doubts, then I think you have to just go with Cam because, I mean, you've got to think Cam's got more upside than Stidham. Like, even if Stidham really develops well, is he going to be as good a quarterback as Cam Newton? Oh, I mean, that'd be an incredible outcome, wouldn't it, if he was?
Yeah, definitely. And we've not really thought about our Patriots looking ahead to next summer's draft.
Yeah.
I'd like to think not. I don't want to blow out a season expecting to get somebody next year. But if I'm being honest, I'm not actually sure what early picks they've got next year. And does that sway anything? I don't know.
I mean, that quarterback sort of group next year, or just the top two in particular, in Lawrence and Fields, is very, very tempting. If I'm, like, as soon as Brady left, I was quite happy for the Patriots to just go in the tank. It was never going to happen, but I would not have been unhappy with trading away sort of any of the aging players. We obviously couldn't re-sign a lot of that, sort of those older defensive players, like your Van Noy, your Collins. So to me, tanking, it wouldn't be that hard because I just don't particularly like this roster as it is anyway. So I don't think we'd be too many moves away from a bit of a tank.
And I've just looked at, they've got 2 third-round and 3 fourth-round next year. So anything could be shuffled around quite easily.
Yeah, definitely. So, as always, the Patriots accumulate picks, don't they? And I'm sure there'll be some compensatory picks to go on top of that as well. Obviously, Brady leaving's another third rounder in there.
And then there's 2 fourth-round as well.
Yeah, so it's a tough spot. I think the other thing for Cam as well, you would probably be getting a player with a chip on his shoulder. And I mean, I feel like if someone is going to get the best out of a player in that situation, it is Bill, isn't it? Someone who's going to be telling him to prove the doubt was wrong and sort of really play into that.
Does he feel like he's got a point to prove? That's the Panthers aren't interested anymore. So why not go out there and prove them wrong?
Yeah, and there's not many other spots for Newton. So I think Newton would potentially be excited about the prospect as well, because there's not many other places he would go and be almost guaranteed a starting job.
Definitely.
So, I mean, are we both agreed on that? Would we go Cam? Is that what we would do? And the outcome of this in Stidham versus Hoyer, we would go Cam.
Yeah, we'll go Cam.
Yeah, I think that's... I feel like that's the best bet and probably the best route to success for the Patriots. And because I don't think in going Cam, you're just going short-term, because there's no reason that he couldn't be the quarterback for the next 6, 7, 8 years if it does work out, is there?
No, I agree.
And I mean, even drafting Lawrence next year. There's no guarantee you get that long out of him or that many seasons. Look at Andrew Luck. He was as surefire a prospect as ever been. And he probably played, what, 5-6 full seasons for the Colts in the end? Yeah.
And that's the thing, I don't like to ever talk about it, but who knows about injuries and off-the-field incidents? You just don't know.
Yeah,
I never like to mention it and jinx things, but anything can happen.
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we are going Cam. So, yeah, the second half of this podcast this week, we are just going to run through the schedule. We haven't done one of these since this schedule came out, have we? So, yeah, we're just going to run through week to week. Yeah, talk about each game. So, we've already mentioned a lot of them while we're talking about them other quarterbacks. But, yeah, week one, it is in Gillette Stadium, and it is the Miami Dolphins. I mean, how do you feel about this one? A bit different to last year, isn't it? Both teams in different heading in different directions, really.
Yeah, definitely. And Miami, always, obviously, it's normally Miami away where we struggle, but I'd like to think Miami... this Gillette Stadium, for me, it's still one of the toughest places for teams to come. I'd like to think they can get off with a win in week one at Miami.
Yeah, you'd hope so. It's... yeah, it's going to be tough, this one. Yeah, not the easiest start in the world. There's other teams that would have been nicer to start against, isn't there? But, yeah, at least it's at home. But, yeah, you're going to get a hungry Miami team. And Belichick's done surprisingly badly against his sort of old coaches, hasn't he, over recent years? And what was it? God, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, you took things obviously happened last year, that victory... that pushed the Patriots down to out of the number one spot and everything like that. It's still going to be in the back of everybody's heads. There's going to be a lot of pressure on the New England Patriots for that game. And like you say, Miami have got stronger, so it'll be a tough one. It'll be tough.
Yeah, I think I would rather see Fitzpatrick's Dolphins coming in than Tua's, to be honest. Because I think if Tua's in there, then there's going to be so much hype about it and... I mean, maybe the pressure gets him and Bill does well against rookie quarterbacks. But, yeah, I wouldn't fancy that one too much. But, yeah, Ryan Fitzpatrick's Dolphins would be a pretty nice way to start the season, I think.
But Cam Newton's Patriots will go 1-0.
Yeah, so we're both 1-0 there, are we? Week two, a bit tougher. Is that Sunday Night Football? Yeah, it must be Sunday Night Football. It is at the Seahawks. I mean, doesn't get much tougher than this, does it?
It's going to be loud. We know that. It's... I'm not going to keep mentioning
it. Maybe it's not if there's no fans.
Well, if there's no fans, then this is a 16-0 for Cam, isn't it? there's no pressure on him there. I think I'm not confident going to Seattle, what we mentioned earlier. It's a defeat for me. But again, we want to be looking at the positives. Can they put up a fight in a defeat? I'm not ruling that they can't go there and win, because obviously they can. But a tough one.
And the Seahawks are a weird team over the years that do sort of struggle sometimes against the worst teams. Not the same, we're one of the worst teams, but we're not what we were, I don't think. I think that's pretty safe to say, isn't it? Not being too negative, but I just think it's realistic to say we're not that sort of powerhouse team that we were over the recent times. But, it's going to be a tough one. And, yeah, I can't really give us a win there. Loss to the Seahawks and me as well. So 1-1 through 2 weeks. Raiders up in week three at home. I mean, how do you see this one going?
Again, at home, so confidence much higher than if it was away in Las Vegas. I mean, that stadium, I mentioned it, does look stunning over in Vegas. I'd much rather be at the Gillette facing Carr and the gang. I'm going to go for a win. A tough game, though. They've added, obviously, a few names, an early couple of picks as well in the draft. Wide receiver. Was it Ruggs they took in the end?
Yeah, it was, yeah. They're an interesting team. It's hard to know how good they're really going to be because, I mean, I did one of these playoff predictor type things. We just go for a predict each game, did it in about five minutes and had the Raiders coming out really badly. I didn't even do it on purpose, just... I don't know if they just got a tough schedule or what. I got to the end and I was like, I'd raise it about two wins somehow. But I mean, they're a better team than that. But yeah, I think this is a win for the Patriots in week three. Now, what a tough run of about 4 or 5 weeks here. The Chiefs in Arrowhead Stadium. I mean, Sunday Night Football again. I can't see us. Oh, no. Well, it's the late Sunday game, isn't it? Not Sunday night football, sorry. Yeah, it's hard to come up here with a win, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I mean, the last couple of years, obviously, when we've played the Chiefs, obviously, we had them in the playoffs. And that exciting season game, where did it finish? 44-40, something daft like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a tough place to go. Again, if there's fans there, it's one of the loudest stadiums around now. And obviously, Super Bowl champion, it's going to be rather difficult. So, yeah, it's a defeat for me, unfortunately.
Hey, look at this. We might be lucky that we are going to two of the sort of fiercer sort of road trips early on in the season when there's a good chance there is no fans there. So maybe we are going to get lucky this schedule and maybe it'll be a little bit easier. But, I mean, even with no fans, I can't see us beating that Chiefs team. For me, they are pretty much as good as it gets this season. Week five, another tough test back at home, but is the Denver Broncos. I mean, a team I really like this season. I think I really like what they've done. Basically, it all falls on Drew Lock, doesn't it? But I mean, for me, I think the Broncos are probably a better team than we are right now. And
yeah, I mean, the additions as well. I mean, Jerry Jeudy out of Alabama, it's not a bad addition.
No.
And they added another wide receiver. Was it Hamler?
It was, yeah. Yeah.
So, two options there.
On top of Sutton, who's already one of my favourite receivers in the league anyway. It's
And then they've got Lindsay still running back there.
Yeah, obviously adding Melvin Gordon as well. It's just, they're piling up the options for the Broncos all of a sudden. Yeah, it's a tough one. I think this will be a close game, but I've got the Broncos edge in it.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with my gut and say Patriots at home. Yeah, Patriots are just going to take this one. Very tight game.
You're the positive one. Mate, I've got us on two losses heading into the week six bye. This is where Stidham comes in for me, if it stays as it is. But week seven, still at home. The 49ers come to town and Jimmy G, the revenge game. I mean, another tough game, isn't it? This is a brutal stretch here.
And I'm going to have a home defeat for New England on this one. I think Jimmy G is going to have another strong year. It felt a bit last year watching the 49ers. Obviously, I liked Jimmy when he was at New England. He obviously didn't get much time and we let him go. But last year, it was one of those every week you thought, they're gonna falter soon. And they actually got stronger and stronger.
Yeah.
And I think that's just going to continue into this year.
Yeah, three of my favourite teams and we're playing them in a row, really. It's a brutal stretch. And yeah, I can't really see us beating that 49ers team. I mean, whoever's at quarterback is going up against one of the best defences in the league, aren't they? And yeah, another loss to me. And I've got four losses in five games here. Doesn't feel quite right, but I mean, doesn't get much easier in week eight. We travel to the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, and back-to-back defeats, I think. I mean, we discussed this last time, and I think Buffalo are going to win the division. And I actually think they're stronger than they were last year. And they gave New England a very good run last year, with obviously Brady still being here. So without Brady, it's their division to lose for me. And I think going to Buffalo, I mean, what is it? It's early January, no, November, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be cold. It's going to be windy. Buffalo take it. I go below 500 for the first time of the season.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could say the same about how I predicted it because, I've got another loss to the Patriots who I've lost four in a row on my book. Tough going, but I don't feel like I'm being that pessimistic with those losses. That's the tough thing about this year for the Patriots. I think when all the decisions come into it, you look at this schedule before week 10, obviously, we haven't quite got to them yet, but we've got the Chiefs, the Seahawks, the Broncos, the 49ers and the Ravens all in that first 10 weeks and the Bills in there as well. That's such a tough schedule that whoever starts a quarterback has got a tough time, haven't they?
Yeah, and obviously it was ranked as the toughest schedule, wasn't it, out of all the teams? So, like you say, to chuck a rookie in there Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, it's tough task for anyone. But, I mean, week 9 at the Jets, a little bit easier. But again, they're not a team that I think I don't think they're going to be that dead Jets team that we've seen in other years. I think they have got a chance to be a bit better this year, the Jets, and another tough task. But I mean, I'm going to give us a win, but it doesn't feel like a confident one.
No, and like with the obviously they've got Le'Veon Bell running back, and Mims now at wide receiver. But does could Flacco be playing by the time that we head up?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, it's I do like Darnold though. I think he's decent, Darnold. I think he can be all right, but yeah, I feel like I've got to give us a win. What's that, sorry?
So they've added Frank Gore as well, the man that never disappeared.
Yeah, I feel like this is it for Gore. I feel like this is his final one. It's got to be. So are you going win?
I'm going for a New England win on that one, yeah.
Yeah, so it's I feel like I have to go win because I know what's coming up in week 10 and I can't give us 6 in a row, but I mean, it's not like I'm feeling that confident in that one either, but so week 10, it's at home, so a little bit of hope, but we go up against the Baltimore Ravens and my number one team in the whole league right now.
Yes, it they had another good draft as well, didn't they, that year? I think it could be the Lamar show again throughout the season and heading into week 10 probably at his prime. Again, I think that is Sunday night football, so everybody's going to be watching. And yeah, it's going to be a tough defeat at home again for me.
Yeah, because I think this offense is obviously great for the Ravens and with Jackson there and all the different running backs and receivers and all that they've got there. But I think this defense is going to be incredible this year. I think they've got so many good players. They added a couple of incredible players through trades and then even more in the draft. So yeah, this Ravens team is so good for me, and yeah, I can't see us getting a win there, but hopefully we can. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I mean, week 11 is where things start to ease up a little bit. We're on the road, but at the Houston Texans.
Right. Yeah, they've not had a very positive last few weeks coming out of the draft. I know not many people were happy with what they did, but then it's away from home. They've got a strong offense. I know they've obviously dropped Brandon Cooks in there, former Patriot, someone that I actually really liked when he was in New England and when he was at the Rams as well.
Yeah, that move seems to have been sort of ridiculed a little, but I mean, Cooks is an excellent player. Just he had some concussion problems last year, but I mean, he's basically had 1,000 yards every season he's been in the league. I don't think that's as bad a move as others are making out.
It's whether he's going to get much time. I think they're shorter at running back. They've got wide receivers coming out their ears. So they've got Will Fuller's there still, isn't he? Randall Cobb. They're not short in that side of the
I feel like field. Cook's the best of that bunch, though. I do like Cooks a lot.
Yeah. But, yeah, a tight one. I'm actually going to go for a defeat away from home.
Oh. So I have got this one down as a Patriots win. I just think the Texans are awful, to be honest. And I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if this isn't Bill O'Brien coaching this game. I think this is, they've got a really tough start to the season and they could be in turmoil by this time. And they could, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they've traded away some more players and are already heading for a tank, to be honest. But tough one there. But yeah, I'm going for a Patriots win and head into week 12, and that is home to the Cardinals. I mean, another team that's improved a lot. I mean, Murray is obviously another year older. They added Hopkins, added different pieces in the draft. Another tough game, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that that Hopkins move, I did not see that coming at all.
No.
And like you say, Murray's another year older. The second half of last season, he was a lot more confident and put in some much better performances than those early weeks. And also, they've still got Larry Fitzgerald, another one that's been around a while. At home, though, so I'm going to take a victory. I think we'd be able to be turning over the Cardinals at home, especially.
Yeah, I've gone for a win as well. I think it's a tough game. And 12 weeks in, these teams could look quite different from what they look like now. But yeah, I've gone for a win here. And say at home, a young quarterback coming in, Belichick tends to do well in them, that sort of game, and I think it's another one he can do well again. And yeah, get both of us, that's our fifth win through 12 weeks. So yeah, not the greatest season so far, but week 13 sees us head to the first of back-to-back games in the new, was it SoFi Stadium? Is that what you said? In Los Angeles, first up is the Chargers.
Yeah, and I think what you mentioned, they play Thursday night as well, so I don't think they'll be even looking at coming back to the East Coast. Again, they're all tough, aren't they? They're all really tough.
Such a tough schedule, this.
I think, are they going to still have their rookie quarterback throwing the ball in Herbert? Was Herbert they took, yes?
Yeah, Herbert.
Like we've discussed with Stidham, obviously he's not a draft pick, but if Herbert has a bad start for them, is he still going to be throwing the ball? Are they going to be mixing quarterbacks around and struggling a little bit themselves? And can we take advantage of that? I'm going to go for a win, actually.
I like the Chargers team a lot, and say a lot obviously rests on Herbert and how good he can be. But when they got so many pieces on either side of the ball, and I think it's a really tough road trip. And I mean, fans or not, I don't think it's going to make a lot of difference to the Chargers this season. But yeah, I think on the road, tough task here. And yeah, I'm picking the Chargers to win that one. Tough game though. And yeah, definitely one you could see him winning if Herbert is at quarterback. But yeah, they've got a lot of pieces outside of him for me. And yeah, I think they're going to be a good team this year as well. As said already, Thursday night football. I think it's only Thursday night football of the year, isn't it? At the Los Angeles Rams, say 5 days later. So yeah, they'll definitely be standing in LA for this one.
Yes, but I'm going to go with the defeat against the Rams. I think they're going to be too strong. I do like some of their options that they've got. Cooper Kupp, one of my favourite players to actually watch. I mean, when he was at Wembley last year, it was I think it was about 200 yards before half time. And Jared Goff, a bit quiet last year, but I think they're going to be too strong. Aaron Donald, obviously. And Jalen Ramsey at cornerback, if he can keep his mouth shut from the media and things. But yeah, I'm going to go for a LA Rams win there.
I've got this one as a Patriots win. I mean, who knows this Rams team? Because I don't think it's out of the question that they are a better team for sort of getting rid of some of the players they have got rid of and sort of going a different direction. Because last year, I think, even with Gurley there, he wasn't capable of doing it, but they were still running an offense like they had sort of fully fit Gurley. And I think moving away from that might help them a little. But yeah, I think the Patriots come out of this one with a win. Obviously, staying in LA, it almost helps, like compared to a lot of Thursday night road games. This isn't the worst schedule in the world for the Patriots, but
seen some arguments as well coming from the Rams. They were complaining about the fact that New England are going to already be in LA. I think they're going to have so much time rest before the... I'm not sure who they've got the week before, but they were complaining that they're going to have a day's... I think it's like half a day's extra rest, the Patriots, and they're away from home. So how's that fair?
It is a weird bit of scheduling. You don't see it too often, do you? But... it all makes sense, to be honest. If you're gonna have a Thursday night game in LA for a team playing going across the country, then and if they're playing the Chargers, then have it back to back. It makes a lot of sense, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. But oh yeah, it's very sensible. I wouldn't be complaining if I was on the New England side of the board.
Yeah, definitely. It's a nice one, but yeah, I've got us kind of have a win. Heading into the final 3 weeks where we play all of our division rivals. First up at the Miami Dolphins in week 15. I mean, who knows at this stage what the situation is going to be in the division, because, I mean, we've got us both at 6 wins here, but isn't it out the question that 6 wins and finishing with 3 wins here could win us the division at 9-7?
Yeah, it definitely could. The Miami is a very tough place to go, and New England's record down there hasn't been favourable in the last few seasons. And like you say, I'd rather it be Fitzpatrick's Dolphins were playing.
in week 15, I can't really see it. Whether they start with Fitzpatrick in the start of season or
that
not.
That would be a lot of Fitz magic if that's the...
He'd had his 5-pick game by now. He's already out of the team.
But I'd like to think that New England can still get a victory against Miami, so I'm going to actually give them the win.
Yeah, I feel like in this situation, assuming the Bills haven't sort of already run away with it a bit, or one of these other teams, who knows if one of these other teams comes on, but assuming the Bills haven't run away with it and the Patriots do have a chance, and this feels like one of them games that Bill somehow find a way to win, even if it's not pretty. I feel like we can sort of nick a win here and, yeah, get close and who knows, maybe be the difference between getting in the playoffs and not being in the playoffs, because, I mean, obviously there's that extra spot for a wildcard team, so 9-7 you'd think would be good enough, wouldn't you?
Yes.
So, week 16, Buffalo Bills at home. Is this the decider?
Like we just discussed there, if Buffalo haven't already ran away with the division, it could put a lot of pressure on them and not New England, which was probably going to benefit New England a lot more than Buffalo. New England have been in this position a lot going into the latter weeks, needing victories to just secure things. I mean, obviously it didn't work last year, but... at home at the Gillette just after Christmas, it could be absolutely freezing. Well, it will be absolutely freezing. Nothing new for Buffalo though, so I'm going to go with I'm going to put my neck on the line and I'm going to say Buffalo are going to take the win.
I'm going for the Patriots. I like Josh Allen, but I'm still not convinced that he is like that man when it really comes down to it. Yeah, I'm going for a Patriots win. I'm obviously the real Patriots fan, you know what I mean? Like it's, not those fake ones over there having us losing, having to lose a record. But I'm going Patriots win. Tough one, though. The situation, I think, matters so much here, because if we're out of it, then if we're out of the running before this, I mean, if we start seeing how I've got to start the season and I've got us 3 wins through... 9 weeks, then you could see things changing a lot and maybe some of these older players being traded away. So maybe in this situation, the team looks very different. But yeah, I would like the Patriots and Bill Belichick in particular in this situation if the game was on if the sort of division was on the line. But a tough one. Week 17, wrapping up the regular season. We are at home to the New York Jets. Who knows what this Jets team is, really?
Like you mentioned already, the division, it could be wide open at this stage, and week 17 could be crucial for all 4 teams.
I think there's a definite route where, all 4 teams could be in the running for the division heading into week 17 here. I don't think there's sort of... I don't think it's a crazy scenario where all the teams are somewhere between sort of 7 and 9 and 9 and 7 come the end of the season.
And I'm going to actually finish with a strong victory at home. For the Patriots.
Yeah, I think that's a perfectly fair one. And yeah, I think the Patriots win this. Good finish the season for me after a pretty bad start. I had
rough start.
rough start. But I mean, that schedule is just brutal. And I thought if the Patriots are going to reach the playoffs, it does feel like it'll be on a sort of big second half. And sometimes that's the way to be, isn't it? Head into the playoffs on that sort of wave of momentum, and who knows, really? It's a much better way to be than heading into it like last year, where it sort of collapsed a little.
Definitely. Like you say, if you flip the schedule on its head, would you want to be going to Kansas and Seattle in your final 4 weeks, or playing divisional rivals at home? I think the answer is you do want to be playing your divisional rivals at home.
Yeah, definitely. And them last two being at home, if they're really on the line, you'd hope by sort of late December we'd be able to have fans in the stadium, and you know, Gillette would be rocking, wouldn't it, for those two games if they're really, really counted. It's, a tough one. So I think that leaves you really having us at 8-8 and me at 9-7, which, I mean, I don't think that'd be a bad season, to be honest. It feels quite realistic. It feels about where we are as a team, somewhere around that sort of 500 mark. But, I mean, still the chance 8-8 is a playoff team, isn't it, with that extra playoff spot this year.
It is, yes. And I was trying to be realistic in some of those, but again, we still don't know who's going to be throwing that ball, and it could change absolutely everything.
Yeah, definitely. And as I say, it could be that we have a bad start to the season and they sort of decide to do go for that tank and maybe trade away some of these older players who are on these bigger contracts just to go for the rebuild. And because, I mean, the quickest way to getting good again if you are struggling is to tank, isn't it, really? I think if you can do it in the right way and clear out those sort of older players on contracts that aren't too beneficial anymore.
Yeah.
Replace with younger players who allow you that sort of room to bring in sort of better free agents and all that stuff. I think it's a good way to go. And I don't think they'd sort of be hesitant on pulling the trigger if it was the right move. I think we've seen how ruthless Bill can be. And I think he would be again if the situation called for it.
Definitely.
Well, I guess that wraps us up for this week. End up being longer than I thought it's going to be, actually. I think, about 45 minutes we end up doing. So, I mean, do you want to give it a shout out? You're doing a lot more of the tweeting these days. You've revived the Patriots Twitter account. Do you want to give that one a shout out?
Yes. So, at PatriotsUK _. Trying to build them followers back up. I think the pinned tweet was about a year old, Dave. So, you've been slacking.
Yeah, I've got slack with that one.
Going to jump on that a bit more. And you'll see, we'll put all the links up through that as well. Podcasts that hopefully will start becoming more regular as we get closer to the season.
Yeah, definitely. So it's hard to do too much more than sort of every few weeks away. And there's not much changes, is there? Especially with the situation we're in right now. Even on a normal off-season, things don't exactly move too quickly this time of year. But right now, basically nothing's happening, is it? But I think we're going to go through the different position groups, aren't we? And sort of maybe do what we've done the quarterback here with maybe some of these other positions. And yeah, we'll find some stuff to do.
Yes.
Where can people find you?
At jcaps_ on Twitter. And to be fair, I'm going to be tagging myself and you, Dave, in most of the Patriots podcast things anyway, so you'll be able to find us through that.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, give us both a follow. I mostly tweet about Patriots anyway, really. Patriots and slagging off players I don't like, so who doesn't like that, really? You can find us, we're at first and 10_, and first and 10 on Facebook. We'll have all the links to all the new shows on there as well. I think that brings us to the end, doesn't it? We'll be back soon with more of these. Maybe look at, running back. That's an interesting spot, I think, heading into next year. I think there's definitely question marks, isn't there? So might be a good one to go through. Until then, thank you for coming on. It's been a really good fun one again.
Yes, thanks for having me, Dave.
No problem. And until next time, we will see you later.